Sometimes it happens that we really, really want to pray. We stand up in front of Hashem ready to daven, but we just can't. It's usually times that we want most to be authentic, and our hearts are the most full. And for some reason, we just can't open our mouths, either because we don't know how, we can't figure out what are the right words to say, or we can't know, we're humble enough to admit that we don't know, that we're not sure what to ask for, or sometimes we're so hurt and so broken and so sad that we can't open our mouths physically or emotionally, and we just end up standing before God in utter silence. But we have to know that those times, that silence is indeed the deepest prayer that there can be. Those times when we realize our utter vulnerability, our utter helplessness before God, to the extent that we just can't open our mouths, those times are the deepest moments of prayer, when we just throw ourselves into God's arms and say, God, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to say. And you could verbalize that, or even without saying it with the mouth, just feeling that. Standing in the presence of God in utter silence, and giving that silence over to God, letting Hashem feel that silence. And in some ways, this giving over of one's silence enhances the I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine more than anything else. Just like with a human beloved, with a soul companion, sometimes being together in silence is the deepest way to unify and connect. Which, of course, is why halachically the time of marital union has to be in silence. Listen to these beautiful words of the Holy Rav Nachman of Breslov from the Kutim Maran. If at times you find yourself unable to speak to God, or even unable to open your mouth, the very fact that you are there before God, wanting and yearning to speak, is itself very good. Now, Rav Nachman doesn't explain why it's very good, but it is explained in other holy books, as I mentioned, because it is the giving over of silence. It is becoming mute within God, nullified within God. And by the way, this, of course, is the secret of the Chazan's repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei, the Chazaras HaShatz, which we listen to the entire year, but especially when it comes to the high holidays or Shoshone Yom Kippur, it can end up being hours that we just stand there and the Chazan is singing and saying the words. And so some people start reading other things, which isn't the best thing to do. You're supposed to just stand there. Just stand there in silence. The silence itself is the communion with God. You're supposed to be listening to the communal prayer, the prayer of the whole tzibur. All the people there are praying together. The Chazan is saying it for all the other people, for everyone in the shul. But you have to stand there in that silence, and the silence itself is the deepest communication with God. It's an opportunity to not have to actually say words to God. But rather, when the Chazan is saying his thing, it's an opportunity to just stand there and feel your utter vulnerability and to reach into the deepest, most raw place of who you are, where words run dry. And then Rav Nachman continues and he says that in truth you could even turn this inability to speak into a prayer. You could tell God that you feel so far away from God, or that you're too confused that you can't even speak to him. And you could ask God to have mercy on you and to open your mouth to be able to tell God what you need. You could ask God for mercy that you should be able to articulate what you feel if you'd like to. And everyone understands that this is the secret of why at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, after you've said all your prayers, we always finish the Shemoneh Esrei, the Amidah prayer, after you've said everything you have to say, Yiu l'rotzein imrei fi v'hegyon libi lefanecha. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable before you. God, my rock and my redeemer. So you understand that that means that we're saying to Hashem, not just Imrei Fi, not just the words of our mouth, but Yiratzon Lofanecha Hegyon Libi, the meditations of my heart, those things that my heart is screaming that I might not even be conscious of, or if I am, I certainly can't articulate. May they be acceptable also before you, Hashem, my rock, my redeemer, the one that redeems my soul, the rock upon which my soul rests at times when I'm so frightened, so vulnerable, so sad, so broken. You, God, are my rock. You redeem my soul from its place of silence by making me feel that the silence is the deepest connection with you, God. May we learn to have more and more and deeper moments of silence with God in the most intimate way, be able to really feel that the not knowing how to pray or how to speak can indeed become the most intimate unification within God, the ultimate zivug with Hashem. And finally, may we hear all these moments of silent prayer being expressed in the sound of the shofar to bring down all the goodness of the coming year.